As a priest, I deal with a lot of failures. Failures in many sense, humanly speaking, socially speaking, politically speaking, but also personally speaking as well. We're all human beings, and even with our best intentions, we fail. And oftentimes too, we fail to live up to the expectation that other people have of us, or what society wants us to be. All these failures often eat people alive, because we try to find our self-worth, as well as our self-identity, in how we succeed, in how we fit in how we are being accepted. So the pain of failing someone's expectation, or failing our own expectation in whatever level, really destroy us deep from within. However, failures are part of life. And we have to remember that. Faith is not dependent on how things work well, but faith is dependent on how we respond to whatever is right in front of us. Failures are part of life. And if we expect our life to go smoothly without failures, then we have expected something unrealistically. And we will always end up being bitter, resentful, and filled with anger because we don't have things our way. Today, I was at Red River talking to someone, and I've been talking to this person for a very long time, trying to help this person overcome whatever is eating this person alive. If you have known why people end up at Red River, you now know why. And it's not easy. And sometimes we think that somehow this person is cuckoo, or this person is not good enough, or this person is not strong enough, or this person is this and that. No, I told this person the exact same thing. You are courageous because you're here. Because you ask for help. My brothers and sisters, too often times we let our failures or whatever eat us alive, and we think that God has abandoned us, and then we begin to push people away. We begin to isolate ourselves. We begin to abandon ourselves, and then we ask God, where are you, God, when I needed you the most? Where are you, God, when I'm asking you for help? Where are you, God, when I'm all by myself? And we push everyone away, including God. So courage is that ability to say that I have failed. I'm not perfect, but I need help. This is who we are, my brothers and sisters. We're not in the contest to prove how best we are, but how faithful we are. Our whole life of faith is never about being the best. Look at me at how much of prayers I have done, how many times I went to church, or how courageous I am in defending this and that. No. The life of faith is about that humility, that perseverance, the ability to say, I need help. And I cannot do this by myself. My brothers and sisters, you heard in the first reading today, the devil always tried to attack us, especially at our lowest. St. Ignatius of Loyola said, the devil is like a good general. He doesn't attack us when we're strong. He had all the time in the world to study us, to wait for us, to see when we are the most weakest, and he bring us down. And when we're down, he make us filled with despair and hopelessness by thinking that we have been abandoned by all. He feed onto that despair and desperation and make us think that life is no longer worth living. He make us stay in our failures, and then that eat us alive and destroy our hope. So the devil is there, and he's at heart working, as we have heard. But how did Jesus overcome all of that? First, my brothers and sisters, stop proving yourself or myself that in thinking that we have to be perfect to be loved by God. None of us are perfect. We're all broken. We're all hurt. We're all wounded by our sins. But God loves us, and that humility helps us to depend on God in knowing that I am who I am today, not because I'm good, not because I'm strong, not because I'm better than other people, but because His grace is enough for me. His grace is enough for me. Because without His grace, I would have failed, I would have leave, I would have just abandoned. But His grace is enough for me. You see, my brothers and sisters, before Jesus healed the synagogue's official daughter today, what did He ask? He asked for faith. Do you believe? Do you believe? This is what faith is all about. Do you believe? Not that I can fix your problem. Do you believe that I love you? Do you believe that I care for you? Do you believe that I'm here and I can see much beyond what you can see right now? And He will tell us, just like He told that little girl, Talitha kum, rise. Rise from the dead. Rise from the enslavement of sin. Rise from the things that have been lied to you. Lie from all the things that have been told of you. Lie from you. Rise from your past to a new life of grace, a new life of love. Too many times we live in the past, or we live in an unrealistic demand of society, of other people, and of ourselves. But we are so scared of living as we are, broken, imperfect, but in need of God. So whatever is holding you back, I want you to rise above them and allow Jesus to love you and me in the hurt, in our failures, when things break down and fall apart. The two things that I have asked this person, what had this person learned in the recent time that this person have been inside Red River? Because I've been meeting and encountering and trying to counsel and help this person for more than a month now. So I asked this person, what are the two words that God wants to teach you at this moment? Or the two words that you would like to really live at this moment? He said two words that really come to mind, Father. Redemption and surviving. We're Catholics. We believe in redemption, my brothers and sisters. No matter how weak we have been, no matter how much we have fallen, no matter our sin and what have cost us in the past, we believe in redemption. Christ did not die in vain for you and for me. He redeemed us. He died for us knowing that we would reject Him, abandon Him, and continue to doubt and question Him when things get hard. But do we believe in our own redemption? That Christ can change my life for the better? That I can rise from the things that hold me back to live for Him? Surviving. Some days are better than others, right? Not every day is like a sunny day. There will be days that all of a sudden, like today, the rain came out nowhere and it poured like cat and dog, but it stopped, right? Sometimes we have to survive by rising above whatever is in front of us right now. So I told this person, and I'll tell you now, by knowing who you are and who I am, we're able to pull people out of their storm and toward Jesus. Listen to me again. When we know who we are, we're able to pull people out of their storm and to Jesus, not to us. If we don't know who we are, people will pull us into their mess, their life. All the storms that's there, you and I can see it. I see it as a priest because I deal with it all the time. If I don't know who I am, people just pull me into whatever going on in their life. So to know who I am, that I can save everybody, I can heal everybody, I can help everybody. To know who I am, to know that there's only one Savior, I can pull people out of the storm and say, I cannot help you, but I'm here for you, and He's with you. We're able to lead people to Christ, no matter how broken, no matter how hurt, no matter how imperfect, no matter what they're going through. Because only Christ can heal them. Not with a snap of a finger, but with the slow transformation deep from within. My brothers and sisters, be generous to one another as Jesus has been generous to us. By how He has loved us, by how He has redeemed us, by how He has forgiven us, by how He continues to be present to us even when it hurts, even when everything seems to fail. If He has been faithful to you and I, we continue to know that He will be faithful even when we don't recognize Him. So whatever going on in your life right now, I ask you and I challenge you, just as Jesus had said to that little girl, rise and live a new life in Him.